You're listening to SBS News.
12,000 asylum seekers, many who have lived in Australia for a decade, remain unsure of their future. So the government is vowing to review the system that's rejected their claims for protection and to potentially set up a new immigration assessment authority. Somali refugee Maria Kahi came to Australia by boat in 2013. Since leaving immigration detention, she's met her husband Daniel and they've had two children. The family's greatest hope is that she can become a permanent resident.
It would mean safety. It would mean that I can buy a house with my husband. That could mean that I raise my kids and watch my kids grow up in a safe country and me living my life the way I have always dreamed of.
Mrs. Kahi's family continues to hope, and even though she's been deemed a refugee, every 6 months she faces the threat of deportation. Her husband, Daniel Knudsen, says it takes an emotional toll.
They would always say, don't get too comfortable. This is a ministerial discretion visa and it can be taken away at any time. And that just stings every time you hear it.
Independent MP Allegra Spender says the asylum seekers deserve to be a part of Australian society.
Those refugees can make a huge contribution to this country, but if we keep people in limbo and you know have faulty visa systems where you know their appeals or their you know they don't feel fairly dealt with, you know then you know we are effectively re-traumatizing a very I think vulnerable group of community who want to make their contribution to this country.
Last month, the government announced 19,000 people on temporary visas deemed refugees could apply for a pathway to permanency, which has been granted to 100 people so far. Only those who arrived before Operation Sovereign Borders began in 2013 are allowed to stay. The 12,000 asylum seekers, whose refugee status is undetermined, remain in limbo. When asked about a pathway to permanent protection, Immigration Minister Andrew Giles was clear.
We contemplate the circumstance of all these people, including a large number, 10 years on, who are yet to have a primary decision, in a manner that is consistent with due process, but fundamentally comes back to this. We believe that it's people who are ultimately found to have been owed protection that should be able to access this pathway.
But the process used to determine who is owed protection is criticised. Hundreds of asylum seekers, whose claims were rejected under the so-called fast-track scheme, went to Canberra this month to demand Labour abolish it. Hussein Al-Sadani, a member of the asylum seekers group, claims the process was unfair.
The whole process has been unjust, specifically the fast-track process that we all fell under. It wasn't fair. It wasn't just. There was many promises made by the previous government, known shown, and nothing has been shown to us. No promise was actually made clear.
Calls to remove fast track are gaining traction with the Greens and the crossbench. Independent Senator David Pocock claims it should no longer be in effect.
It's in Labor's national platform that it is an unfair scheme and it should be abolished. My understanding is that there is a parallel scheme that works for people who arrive by air, and it is far fairer.
Labor has vowed to scrap the umbrella authority that deals with fast-track appeals with the hope of setting up a new body by the end of the year. But it's not clear if that means the fast-track process will also be abolished or what happens to the people rejected under it. At least 10,000 of those are at the stage of final refusal, meaning claims can only be overturned by the courts or the immigration minister himself. Refugee lawyer Daniel Gesselbach explains the situation.
The minister has two relevant powers here. One is the power to allow people who have had their protection visas refused to reapply again under the system. The second ministerial power allows the minister to lift the bar which prohibits people in this group from applying for any other visas.
The government also has the power to allow people who arrived after Operation Sovereign Borders began to get path to permanency. For refugee Maria Kahi, that could be a chance for a new beginning.
That would mean that I can actually make my dreams come true. I can do so much for the community that I'm part of. I can wake up knowing that I'm safe here.
Julien Heuillet, SBS News.